worthy example. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Mark 10:45. Whoever wants to be great among you must first be your servant. Mark 10:43. Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Philippians 2:3. He who says he abides in him ought to walk in the same manner as he walked. 1 John 2:6. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Oh yes, Jesus went about doing good. Jesus healed all who were oppressed by the devil. Why? For God was with him. Are we doing good by trusting in our own righteousness? Or do we rest on his finished work? Are we following his example? For he did only those things he saw his Father doing. He spoke to the world only those things which I have heard of him. Oh, Jesus is our worthy example, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. He asked not that they served him, but that he served them. And so he washed his disciples' feet, demonstrating that the servant of all is the chief of all. Jesus went about doing good. That's all, just doing good. Being kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And in the sight of God, this is of great value. But how to follow his wonderful example? How to be merciful, compassionate, forgiving and loving and good? How? Well, Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. But praise the Lord, I can do all things through Christ, who gives me the strength. If this is to be a life of self-sacrifice and love, a life of unpopularity, a place where you are unappreciated, then take heart. There is a joy set before us, the joy of seeing him. That is the joy set before us, that joy of seeing him. That joy will help us also to despise the shame. The Lord is indeed our worthy example.